This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, never hearing back, job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. How do we look? I got my Krappensburg State hoodie on right now. Flying the colors. This hoodie can be yours as well if you go to danpatrick.com. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I was just telling the Danettes, Squid Game was incredible. When that first came out, if you saw that, South Korean-made game show where people actually got killed trying to go for a monetary prize.
Spoiler.
Yeah. So season two, I'm thinking, okay, how do you top that? Because all you need to do is see the first 5 minutes of the original where they play red light, green light. And then you realize this is something we've never seen before. Well, season two is a reality show where they have 456 contestants. They went to England and they set up everything the way it was in the original, but nobody gets killed. Now, it's hard to say when you're watching a show, is it any good? Well, nobody gets killed based off what we saw in the original. Now, if you did this initially and then you did the other one, then you would have had an encore performance. This one, you're kind of waiting, and I've tried. I'm about 30 minutes into the first episode, and maybe one of our listeners or viewers can tell me that it's worth staying along for the ride. But, you know, that first one, man, it was must-see. This one, I'm trying to see. I'm trying to stay with it there. And they go through all the, you know, same kind of games, events. But even on red light, green light, when you get shot, it's just ink. So they do shoot you, but then you just fall down and then you're eliminated. And so they eliminated a couple of hundred people to start with, and they're going for $4.5 million. Yes, Eden.
It's kind of funny that the disappointment is nobody's really being shot.
Yes, yes. Yeah, but that's based off of what we saw in the original.
Right, the original is just so crazy.
But if you did, it'd be like Survivor, where you truly had to survive.
Like they just push him out on a raft out of the ocean at the end?
Yes.
Jeff Probst isn't there.
Yeah, he might
$5
million. Jeff Probst might not make it. You know, no food, get $5 million, and people actually die. Well, that's what Squid Game was. Is it Squid Game or Squid Games?
It's Squid Game.
Game, singular? Okay. But if you would have had the reality show, this gone first, then you'd be like, all right, that's interesting, old games being played here. And then you did the original but did it second, be like, oh my god, boy, what a twist on Squid Game. Yes, Paul.
I didn't see season one of Squid Game, but I remember you guys
didn't.
I didn't, because it was too hot and popular.
Just watch the first 15 minutes.
Okay,
that's and if you don't want to watch any more,
just to clarify, it's not a reality show, it's based on it's a concept of reality.
Yes, that's not real.
Is it good or just shocking?
Like it's both.
Okay, so it's a good show as well.
oh, yeah, there's all kinds of deception and games being played within the game and, you know, people trying to have partnerships.
I wish I would have watched it
alliances.
I wish I watched it last night around 8 p.m. Eastern instead of the 3 hours I spent.
Yeah. Well,
that's a great that was a great show. I don't remember. It's been a few years now since I watched it, but I remember being like,
I went back and watched the first episode a couple of weeks ago. And I'm like, man, I'm jonesing for something. Let me go back and red light, green light. As soon as that happens and you're like, all right, let me see. This seems like, whoa.
There was definitely a moment for me watching that first episode where I was just like, I don't see what the, whoa. Oh my God, this is crazy. Yeah.
Paulie, just watch the first episode. And Todd, I know you didn't see it.
I did not.
Yeah.
I heard all about it, but did not tune in.
Marvin, did you see Squid Game?
I did not.
Okay.
If it was Squid Game Daytona Beach, Fritz, you would have saw it.
Squid Game's Gone Wild, something.
Yeah,
something.
Squid Game's Gone Wild.
That's your homework assignment.
15 minutes?
All you need to do is watch 15 minutes. If you don't watch after 15, no judgment here. Because you might not want to watch it because you're like, oh boy, this is too much for me. Yes, Eden.
I'm hearing from some people that it's not worth going further into season two.
Yeah. It's just,
is that really season two, though?
It's
Squid Game, the real show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and here's another thing.
Squid lame.
You have all of these people who are involved in this reality show. They have the same setup as the original Squid Game, but nobody says, oh my gosh, I remember this in the original show that I watched. They go into this room where all their beds are, and they're like, oh my God, look at this. Well, we saw this. I knew what it looked like. How can they not go, oh, I remember seeing this in the original or that game or red light, green light. Oh, I remember seeing this. And nobody said that, at least during the first 20 minutes. Yes, he.
There is a Squid Game season 2 in production.
Ooh.
Okay. I don't know that there's a release date just yet. Mm. But there's Squid Game, the reality show that you're talking about.
Yeah. I tried. I was looking forward to it. It's just, hey, what happens? You get eliminated? Who cares? In the original, you truly got eliminated forever. But then they drop the money in this big ball that comes down. It's like a ballroom ball that comes down, and they just keep throwing in all this money, and then they tell you what the total is on it. Yeah, Paulie.
So tonight I get the wife, the two kids, gather on the couch.
No.
Put Squid Game. No. Okay.
No.
Just checking.
Just you do it. You don't want the wife and kids around. That first 15 minutes, pretty good. Pretty good TV. Just going to say. Red light, green light.
Yeah, it's good. That's fun.
Never going to be the same. Yes, Todd.
Is it more eerie, creepy, or graphic, or both?
It's definitely graphic.
Yeah. Give it a watch. Give it a spin. 15 minutes. I know you won't do it, Todd, but...
Well, I like the spooky horror as opposed to, oh, there goes a leg going flying across the room.
It's not exactly that.
So it's not like Thriller.
They're not cutting people's legs off or anything like that. You just get eliminated in a variety of ways. But there's some pretty, the back story, and it's interesting. It's interesting. Yeah, Paul.
Todd likes horror movies because there's a 90% chance that a hot girl on a tank top
absolutely.
Is going to go into the garage to see what the noises are. And he knows that scene's upcoming.
It's like that commercial. They always make that mistake. They go hide in the garage with the guy with the chainsaw.
Why don't we just get in the car?
Yeah, so good.
Why don't we just go in the running car?
I love that. Is that so Geico? Good.
I think it's Geico.
We watch commercials sometimes and you go, oh, what are they selling? Oh, I don't know. Like, there are times when I go, I don't know what they're selling, but boy, that's a good commercial.
Let's head to the cemetery. Good idea.
So good.
And then you've got the guy there with all the chainsaws that are hanging. Yeah.
Shaking his head in disappointment. Like, really?
Like, really?
You're going to hide right in front of me?
All right. We did our best to hold off talking about last night's game, but I must stick to sports, as I'm told to occasionally. The Bears got a win last night. Yay. I don't know if they wanted to win last night, but... the Vikings certainly didn't want to win the way they played. But they're still in the mix at least this year. The Bears are not. And I think the Bears are going to be interesting in April when they decide what they're going to do at the quarterbacking position. And we just had Chase Daniel on, career backup quarterback, 14 years in the NFL. And he said, I'd stay with Justin Fields. I'd hate to be the GM who passed on Caleb Williams or Drake May. Or other, I guess, for that matter. We'll talk some college football. You know, Deion Sanders is losing recruits. Now, there's a couple of reasons why I think this is happening. Because in September, there was no other program that was hotter than Colorado. Everybody wanted a piece of Deion, the Buffaloes, you know, College Game Day, Fox, you know, noon kickoff. Everybody, celebrities are there. I don't know where everybody is now. Like, if I'm Deion, I say to my celebrity friends, now's when I need you. Now's when I want you to come out and support. But his son, you know, Shador has a fracture in his back. I think what happened is you probably got some kids who were verbally committing to Colorado in September. Now, all of a sudden, they're looking and going, that team isn't any good, which is what was stated on this show back in September, that they were entertaining. They weren't good, and they didn't have depth, and that's exactly how this played out. But everybody got caught up in, oh, my God, they're going to be a top 25. They can challenge maybe for conference championship. Hey, how about Deion to the Cowboys? Well, because of those things where they cooled off considerably, Deion has been mentioned by his friends on these talk shows that he couldn't. Hey, why didn't he get Texas A&M? Hey, what about the Cowboys? Well, if you're a recruit or parents of a recruit, is he even going to be there? So all of this positive publicity that he got is turning into a negative because his friends on these talk shows keep saying, hey, why isn't he up for Texas A&M? Hey, what about the Cowboys? Okay, well, that's going to hurt recruiting. Also, NIL. Colorado doesn't have NIL money like these other schools, these collectives. And Deion has said, we're not an ATM. Don't come here to get rich. Well, if I'm a kid, Deion, you're rich. Your kids they're rich. Your son's driving a Maybach. Like, he's flossing with a watch. That's why we're coming there. We get to play for you. We get to make money. This is great. Get to be on TV, College Game Day. We can be on an Aflac commercial. I mean, this is awesome. Until it's not. Now, this is reality. Reality is set in. I don't hear any of the, Stephen A. Smith or Keyshawn. Nobody's going out to Colorado. Now's when Deion needs you, although their season's over now. Yes, Mark.
And also, Colorado isn't a traditional powerhouse. Say if LSU was down and they were 4-9, they're still LSU. So they're still in SEC. So Colorado, am I really going to go to Boulder?
Yeah. Well, this is hurting Deion. And Deion did say this, in fairness. He said, if you're going to get us this year. Because after that, you know, he's running a business there. Like, he's the first coach who's openly saying, we're running a business here. But he does act like the get off my lawn old school coach sometimes. It is about NIL. It is about collectives. It is about being a star. It is about going to Colorado, being a part of all of this. Well, in September, it was great. Hey, they beat TCU. Well, TCU's not good. But at the time, they were 21-point underdogs. Nebraska, not good. Colorado State, what did Colorado State end up this year? Now, great rivalry, great game, but these aren't big-time opponents. You know, they made USC competitive. But other than that, there was just sort of a, all right. And then all of a sudden, reality set in. Yeah, Paulie.
It is funny, though. Deion took over a team that was 1-11. And if they had quietly gone to 4-8 this year, let's say they won a game and they lost two, and they won a game and lost two. Like, oh, solid improvement, very little coverage. It probably wouldn't have done much for recruiting, though. It would have been, I'm not sure which is better. Was the September of Colorado worth the next 3 months? Did it? Which has more of an impact long term? I'm not sure what the answer is.
Yeah. Andy Staples, college football writer, will join us coming up. I'll ask him that question. I think that's a fair question to ask. But and I don't have Deion has been on our show many, many times. I enjoy his company. It's a great interview. But I don't have any people say, oh yeah, now you were waiting for Colorado. I wasn't. Like, all I want is content. If Colorado continue to win, great. If they don't, that's still content. I mean, Colorado State is 5-7 this year. What did TCU end up? Like, they didn't beat anybody. Did they have a couple of players that, you know, we really cared about? Yes. And they were interesting? Yes. Then reality set in, and now nobody cares. Nobody cared the last month of the season. Yes, Todd.
TCU also 5-7.
Yeah, these aren't good teams. Although last year they were in the Fiesta Bowl, but this year they weren't a good team. Yes, Mark.
September feels like 2 years ago. We all stayed up until 2:30 in the morning to watch Colorado versus Colorado State.
You're right.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I still remember my wife coming down. Oh, babe, what are you doing? I'm watching Colorado football? Who plays for them?
Denny in Michigan. Hey, Denny, what's on your mind today?
Well, long time, first time. 66 inches, a soft 177.
All right. Soft.
I seen a documentary on Woody Hayes. They said Ohio State hired him in 1950 for somebody that was fired in the 40s. I don't know. Maybe polyester could look that up. I'm not sure, but. If it's true, every head coach at Ohio State, except for Urban Meyer, has been fired since the 40s. And many think that he snuck out the back door.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Denny. Well, Urban had the opportunity and took the Jacksonville job. I don't remember seeing anything where Urban's job was in jeopardy. Yes, Paulie?
Almost every college football coach's career ends in a firing or a agree to leave. Once in a while, you have a coach that, you know, ends his career there and ends up going to the athletic director's office and, you know, emeritus. But mostly, almost everyone gets fired in sports.
Pretty much. I don't think you take a job or go into that profession thinking, I'll never get fired.
Yeah, an incident, a bad season.
I mean, Mike Krzyzewski, if he coached now, would have been fired after his first 3 years, I think. What he did in those first 3 years, they weren't any good. John Wooden might have gotten fired at UCLA when he first started out. I don't think that they were very good either. But, we're not patient. Just look at David Tepper, who's going to have his press conference coming up here in about 15 minutes, the Carolina Panthers owner. He might fire somebody during the press conference. Yes, Paulie.
I was thinking about David Tepper. His era with David Tepper in Carolina reminds me of 20 years ago when Daniel Snyder took over the then Washington Redskins. And remember, he was just very jumpy, signing free agents, overspending. There's Jim Zorn, and then there's Schottenheimer for a year, and then there's, let's bring back Gibbs. And it was very jumpy, and there was very little commitment.
Has Tepper taken over as the worst owner in the NFL from Daniel Snyder?
Tepper, to be fair to him, I don't know of any off-field issues.
I'm just talking about ownership, just regular football stuff.
Being detrimental to his own team?
Yeah.
He took a team that was 7-10 and a game away from the playoffs to the worst team in the league.
That's pretty fast, by the way. Yeah. To jump right up to worst owners in the league. Yeah,
that's impressive.
That is.
I mean, he's fired a lot of people.
You have to be a special brand of person to rise that quickly.
We did ask for David Tepper.
This should help.
Everybody know. Yeah, we're not getting him.
But I haven't heard back just
yet. Yeah. He's
going to the list.
He's going to pass. Or he's just not available. That's usually what we get.
Yeah, that's the thing about being a billionaire. You're always available. You got four phones. You got jets with phones. Mm. He is available.
Mm. Yeah.
I know he is.
Yeah. He chooses not to be available.
There you go.
Yes,
he just prefers not to. He doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Oh.
If that's fine.
That would be great.
I'm fine.
That'd be a t-shirt within 2.5 seconds, that email.
People tell me they don't like me all the time. It'd be refreshing.
Yeah. Tell Paulie something he hasn't heard.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to Andy Staples, our good buddy. We'll hear from Bill Belichick. He talked about the rumors about knowing where he's going to go, his next destination. Dan Orlovsky was kind of backed into a corner on McAfee. A week ago, 2 weeks ago? After McAfee said, oh, wait, you know where he's going to land? Chargers? And so Bill Belichick responds to that. Let me take a break. More phone calls coming up as well. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What was that?
I think it was a burp.
I think that's the first of your career.
I think it was.
That's the first time ever.
I think it was a burp is what that was.
Anyway.
You're usually pretty good at the quick pause side burp.
Yes.
From what I've noticed.
Or where I just turn off my microphone.
Yeah.
So that's what the professionals do. They shut the mic when that's going to happen.
How about you do it? And so I have this runny nose and sore throat, and that's not an excuse, but I've been concentrating on that, and then here I go. I just let one by the goalie.
Fine.
Yeah.
Let's all do it.
That's great.
All right. Go ahead. Anybody want to make a sound? All right. Thank you. Anybody else?
I don't know if it's on cue. I guess so.
Okay. We're good.
But we're green lit. Like if we do it, you get one hall pass.
Yeah. If
I'd rather not actually.
Okay.
People have been taking liberties of that hall pass unknowingly.
Yeah. Todd does it.
Where's the button? Where's the button?
How many times a day do we hear that? When Todd gives you that guttural cough And I always say, no, don't, because then I always know something, a surgery is going to happen, or you're going to miss a day or two. Yes, yeah,
well, what happens, the precursor is in the morning meeting when we're getting ready to tape, because I sit next to Todd.
Yeah.
What I hear is him keeping that in when he's not just letting it fly, because we're all sitting next to each other. So what you hear is, sitting next to me, I'll hear like...
I feel a cough coming, and I don't have like a halls or something, and I don't want to step away in the
just
middle.
Just cough. You just hear like...
swallowing the cough.
Okay, but that's why we have the glass partition between
you
two.
I know, but we don't have a glass partition where we do the morning meeting, and I'm like, I got to hold this.
But then Seton, after that, Todd will sometimes excuse... That's it.
You hold it into like a real nasty one.
Let me get to Andy Staples. Sure? He covers college football for at On3 Sports. He was at the Ohio State-Michigan game on Saturday, and he'll be at the SEC Championship with Alabama and Georgia. Sorry to put you through that, Andy. Who had a worst month? Jim Harbaugh or Ryan Day?
Oh, Ryan Day, no question. Because Jim Harbaugh not being on the sideline Saturday made losing even worse for Ryan Day, because you're already 0-2 in your last two against Michigan. Now you're 0-3, and you've also lost to the interim coach, who, by the way, if something happens with Jim Harbaugh down the road, Sharon Moore is probably the coach. So that's the guy you're probably dealing with going forward. And Ryan Day has got to get it figured out. I was there in 2019 when Jim Harbaugh was on loss number 5 in a row to Ohio State, and he's being asked all these questions, and he can't answer them. Ryan Day was in the same position on Saturday. It was eerie. Same stadium, same lack of answers.
Okay, if I said in the next 3 years, who is more likely to still be at their school, Ryan Day or Jim Harbaugh?
Oh, Ryan Day, no question. That's an easy one, because Jim Harbaugh has tried to go to the NFL the last 2 years. Clearly, there's still an itch there. And look, he was really good in the NFL. He got to a Super Bowl. He went to 3 NFC championship games. So I would imagine that he still would like to try to win that Super Bowl. Also, there is the matter of 2 NCAA investigations where the punishment hasn't been handed down by the NCAA yet. So we don't know what's going to happen with that. Ryan Day, he's got time to work this out. Now, if he gets tired of everybody yelling at him because he wins all the other games except Michigan, he could go somewhere else. But I do feel like, and from talking to people around Ryan Day, he wants to work this out. He wants to make this work. And I got to be honest, Dan, when that 12-team playoff starts next year, Ohio State is perfectly built for that, because they're the type of team that's going to get in every year. And if they get hot, they'll win the national championship. So Ryan Day is actually still in a really good position. He's just got to figure out Michigan.
But can he survive next year at home losing to Michigan?
Maybe not. That is the thing, because John Cooper went 2-10-1 against Michigan. There was no social media. Only nerds knew what the internet was. Like, this is a completely different environment. I think if 0-4 might be enough to push them over the edge. And Ryan Day understands that, because like he makes it very clear that game is more important than everything else. Everybody knows that. And yeah, he's got to get that figured out. But if you ask me the same question, even if he lost that game, the Jim Harbaugh or Ryan Day question, I still say Ryan Day is more likely to be there.
Help me understand what's going on at Colorado with Deion Sanders and his recruits.
So he's had a couple decommits of late. He came out and said they're not going to be an ATM, which was the wrong thing to say. Deion, you know, he has this platform that he can offer, which should lead to good NIL money as well, because there's nobody else who can make people watch the team play like Deion Sanders can. But when you say we're not going to be an ATM, that is coach speak for our collective has no money. We're broke. And he went on his radio show, clarified, he said, oh, we got it. You need to help our NIL. Yeah, you're going to have to do that, because they need offensive and defensive linemen. Those people are the most expensive players in the transfer portal. They're the most expensive players coming out of high school other than quarterbacks. Like, I always laugh, because before NIL started, I'd get these questions from readers, and they say, well, what's going to happen when the quarterback makes all the money and the left tackle is not making any? I'm like, dude, the left tackle is going to make a ton of money.
Yeah.
It will evolve to be just like the NFL salary scale, and it has in just 2 years.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I remember when somebody was talking about that, you know, Georgia's getting all of these defensive linemen, and Texas A&M was spending a lot of money on defensive linemen. And I said, yes, that's how you build a team. You build it from the inside. You're going to get a quarterback. But if you have a great offensive and defensive line, you're set. You're good to go. And I understand that these guys go for pretty penny right now. I was just surprised that Deion sounds so modern, but then he sounded so old school when he said, we're not going to be an ATM.
I said on my show last week, Dan, I was like, when did Dabo Swinney land in Boulder? Like, it's because, like, Dabo is old school. He's stubborn. He's not been willing to adjust to things. And you've seen a drop in performance in Clemson. Deion doesn't need to be acting like Dabo. He just started doing this. He needs to adapt to the world as it is now. It's not going to ever go back to what it was. In fact, it's going to go the other way, where the coaches are going to make less. The schools will be paying the players directly. That's going to happen in a few years. The court system's going to force them into that. But right now, they have this weird backward-ass system where you can give Tom Allen a $15 million buyout, which, by the way, he was nice enough to negotiate down from 20. So Indiana was willing to pay $20 million to fire Tom Allen. Why would you just use that to buy better players? Like, it's a stupid system, but that's where we're at right now. It's sort of the middle ground between what was before and what will be.
It's a transfer portal season. What should we be keeping an eye on?
Keep an eye on those offensive and defensive linemen, because they're really hard to find, and they're starting to realize their value. There's a New Mexico offensive lineman named J.C. Davis who entered the portal today, and everybody's like, who? Well, he was maybe the best offensive lineman in the Mountain West. So guess what? Everybody on earth is going to want this guy. So if you haven't heard, like last year, there's this guy named Johnny Cornelius who played at Rhode Island. And when he entered the portal, his phone just melted. And he's the starting right tackle at Oregon. He'll be playing for Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game on Friday now. So that's what it is. We're all going to look at the quarterbacks. Everybody's going to look at the shiny thing. Look over here. Look over here. Most of the quarterbacks in the portal, we assume it's going to be like Caleb Williams or Kyler Murray. Most of the quarterbacks in the portal are in the portal because they were not going to start at their old school. Some of them might be trying to move up to a different level of competition or make some more money, but most of them are in there because they were not going to start.
Yeah, but you look at Michael Penix Jr., you look at Jaden Daniels, yep. You look at Bo Nix, those are guys mm-hmm. are, you know, all transferred, and they're all mentioned yep. in the Heisman race.
Exactly, but they were all having issues at their old schools. Michael Penix was injuries and everything. Bo Nix was, you know, on the outs with Brian Harsin. So yeah, if you see an extenuating circumstance, then that's the quarterback you probably want, because it's probably not about the way they play. But watch these offensive and defensive linemen coming from the FCS, coming from the Group of Five, because what they've realized is they are a very valuable commodity now, and there's gonna be a lot of schools after them.
I felt bad with the state of the Pac-12. It was a great year for them, and it's a shame that they can't build off of this. What is the future of the Pac-12?
I mean, it's not going to be the Pac-12 as we know it. The name remains with Oregon State and Washington State, and I love what they've done legally to try to make sure that the 10 departing schools don't just take all the money. Like, I think Oregon State and Washington State should get all the money that's sitting there, because they're the ones who got left behind. But what we're going to see ultimately is basically a quasi-merger between those two and the Mountain West. I would call it the Pack whatever number it is, because the branding's better, but it'll basically be the Mountain West.
Good to see you as always. Have fun, Alabama and Georgia.
Can't wait.
What if Bama wins? Does Georgia stay in the top four?
That's the big question, Dan, because Alabama is the ultimate agent of chaos. Remember, Texas has a head-to-head win in Tuscaloosa. Yeah. So if Texas wins the Big 12, Alabama beats Georgia, that's going to pull, because remember, Texas might get left out even if they win. So that may pull Texas up. And I'm telling you, nobody with the Pac-12 teams, Florida State, nobody wants to be judged against a 12-1 Georgia, because Vegas would favor a 12-1 Georgia against everybody. And the committee members, if you gave them truth serum, with a 12-1 Georgia, you say, would they beat these teams? They go, yeah, probably. So you don't want to deal with that. Like, everybody else wants Georgia to win. Alabama is the ultimate agent of chaos.
Thank you, Andy. Good to talk to you as always.
Thanks, Dan.
Andy Staples covers college football for On3 Sports. Always makes us smarter there. Yeah, you know, nobody gets caught up in the transfer portal when it's an offensive or defensive lineman. They don't. all of a sudden you're going, wait, what about any running backs or a quarterback or a wide receiver? Miami's losing their quarterback. What is that, Tyler Van Dyke?
Yes. It sounds like a CW quarterback.
Yeah. Made for TV quarterback. Yeah, so he's leaving the U.
Do you think a guy like him, he's the starting quarterback of Miami, I think he's going to be the starting quarterback of Miami next year, already has a team agreed upon when you enter the portal? Ohio State, somewhere like bigger?
I don't know. I don't think you would leave it to chance, like, hey, I'm transferring. It's like when you're ready to leave a job, you don't go, I don't have a job. Why are you leaving? No, you leave when you know, best time to look for a job is when you have a job. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Mark in Sacramento. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Morning.
Hey, I was just kind of thinking about Tom Brady and his comments, and I thought when I was watching the Michigan-Ohio State game that it kind of, I had an epiphany. Where are the flags? There was only four flags during that entire game, and I kept watching play after play, like, that should be a flag, that should be a flag. I'm just wondering, is the NFL making me this way? I mean, why am I expecting flags?
Well, I think there's been, you know, proliferation of flags, and it felt like every year there's a new initiative. Oh, they're going to crack down on pass interference. Oh, they're going to crack down on holding. They're going to crack down on pass, you know, roughing the passer. Every year it starts that way, and then it sort of settles down a little bit. And maybe that happened with college football as well. Yes, Eden.
It's definitely a hot take to be like, I want more penalties in the NFL. Where's all the flags?
Well, they missed one on the Bills game with the horse collar tackle on Josh Allen. I mean, that was obvious. Yes, Paul.
But you could see, and no one will ever talk about this, let's say the refs in the Ohio State-Michigan game before the game said, let's get together, let's make sure the calls are egregious, let's keep them in the pocket until we need to throw them, and we'll not be the story of this game. I could see the refs getting together and having a conversation and say, like, if we throw less, everyone's happy. Fewer flags, everyone's happy. And we won't be the story
until
of the game.
Until you get jobbed because a flag wasn't thrown or was thrown.
Right, but it would be fair to both teams that the ref said, you know, let's if that's a light holding, let's keep it in the pocket. Because then at the end of the game, when you swallow your flag, which is what people want you to do at the end of the game, you can say, we've been doing that the whole game.
Tom in North Carolina. Tom, what do you have for me, bud?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, over the weekend, I got a question about Mike McCarthy, but over the weekend, I was with a Cowboys fan. There's nothing more annoying than a regular season Cowboys fan. So,
well, you don't have to worry about them in the postseason.
Exactly. So when I was watching the show yesterday, I kind of noticed the same traits in Fritzy that I did my friend over the weekend. So did Fritzy go from talented and fragile to smug and annoying?
Wow, Tom taking a shot at you, Fritzy.
A little bit.
I don't think you're smug.
I don't think so either.
No, I don't think you're smug.
It could be highly annoying at times, but smug, no.
No, you're not.
That's all right. Everyone has their opinion. Haters are going to hate.
It does bother you, though.
I want the world to love me.
I know you do. There's nothing wrong with
that. It's unfortunate that I feel that way. If I find out someone doesn't like me for whatever reason, fair or not, it bothers me.
I think you're the most loved Danette. You might also be the most disliked.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you win the best and worst and the most improved.
That's why when somebody goes, how can Fritzy be the best and worst? I said, just listen to the show.
It becomes evident fairly quickly, I would think.
You're consistent. Yeah, you're consistently inconsistent. All right, let me take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Bill Belichick talking about his coaching future. More of your phone calls. And we have a new bowl that we're really excited to watch, but only at the end of the game. We'll explain.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Bowl season in a couple of weeks. Do we have an exact date when the first bowl game is going to be played? Because we do have a new bowl that we're really excited about, but I'm only excited about the end of the game. It's the Pop-Tart Bowl, and the mascot is a Pop-Tart, and I guess the winning team will eat the Pop-Tart.
Yeah, so Dan, first of all, Saturday, December 16th, the Myrtle Beach Bowl, which is going to be played in Myrtle Beach. Some of these bowls aren't played where the town is named. And then there's also the Cricket Celebration Bowl on the same day, a little twofer.
Okay.
But the Pop-Tart Bowl, the inaugural Pop-Tart Bowl, is on ESPN December 28th. I got it at 5:45 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
And, you know, everyone loves Pop-Tarts, but the thing is, according to a press release, they're going to have an edible mascot. At the end of the game, the winning team is going to have a belly full of Pop-Tarts. We don't have any details. Is the mascot...
Does the Pop-Tart know that he's going to be eaten? It's going to be weird, though, if he's out there going, hey, what a great... Ow! Ow!
I'm being attacked!
It's good TV, though. So yeah, we got a lot of questions. Will it be a huge Pop-Tart being walked around and people get a bite? Will it be a person wearing a Pop-Tart suit?
Is somebody in the Pop-Tart? That's what I want to know.
We sent a note to poptarts.com, believe it or not, because we didn't know who else to call.
Yeah.
And we have a list of questions, and they are perusing as we speak.
By the way, Joe Burrow wrist surgery, and it was successful. Yeah.
My goodness.
You never hear when it's not successful. And I might have had one or two that wasn't successful, but nobody was waiting for the results of, you know, my knee surgery. Successful? Yeah, that's what they told me. What doctor is going to go, God, did I screw that up? Wait, your left knee? Oh, my bad. I still remember that first time when they go, here's a Sharpie, put an X on which knee we're cutting on. And I go, oh, my God, these guys don't know what they're doing. But they don't. It's my left knee. And they go, no, you have to put the X on your knee. Gave me a Sharpie, put a big X on my knee. And I was like, man. And all of a sudden, they're like, okay, you're ready. Countdown from 10. And I'm going, I may come out of this with missing a leg. And then, of course, I woke up. And
don't put it on me. You doctors forgot which knee. Don't kind of turn it on
No,
me.
But they do that, I guess, to protect themselves.
I wonder what year that started, the put an X on your own knee so we don't do the wrong one. Because the year before that must have been like the Wild West in a surgical field.
Randy in Idaho. Hi, Randy. What's on your mind today?
Good morning from a nice, balmy 15-degree Idaho.
Ooh, okay.
I know Fritzy's into numbers, so here's one for you.
Okay.
In Aaron Rodgers' first 11 games as a starter, he threw for 2,599 passing yards and had 21 total touchdowns. Jordan Love, through his first 11 games as a starter, has thrown for 2,599 passing yards and accounted for 21 total touchdowns.
All How about right. that?
All right. Woo!
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Yeah, I mentioned this the other day, that Jordan Love is having a similar season or start to his career as Aaron Rodgers has. Maybe not the same win total there, but similar age with Aaron Rodgers there. Let me see, what else do we have? Peyton in Boca Raton. Hey, Peyton.
Hey, Dan, how you guys doing today?
Good.
So, listen, you guys are very good at solving debates. Barbershop talk, and there's one that my buddies and I, my roommate and I, we've been going back and forth. We're almost ready to kill each other over it. I'm a lifelong Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, and they don't think that Mike Evans is a Hall of Fame caliber wide receiver, and I wanted to know your guys' opinion and if you guys think Mike Evans should eventually end up in the Hall of Fame.
All right. I'd have to look at the numbers there. But, you know, the numbers are skewed. Thank you, Peyton, because it used to be if you got to 1,000 yards, you were going to get in 10,000 yards, you'd get into the Hall of Fame. That's not the case anymore. I think, you know, Tim Brown was, you know, they weren't sure if he was going to get in, and he had 10,000 yards. Trying to think, somebody else right at 10,000, and you weren't, I'd have to look at the numbers. You know, like Andre Johnson, is he a Hall of Famer? Bolton, I don't know if he is as well. There's going to be a logjam of receivers there. Yeah, Paulie.
Mike Evans from Tampa, he's been there 10 years now, about almost 10 years. He might end up in the Hall of Very Good. He's got 4 Pro Bowl appearances, no All-Pros. He was second-team All-Pro his third year in the league. His third year, it felt like he was going.
Mm-hmm.
He had 96 catches, 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns. He was one of the MVP favorites going into the 2017 season at the wide receiver position. And then he just, and you could blame the quarterback position, cooled off a little bit. And even with Tom Brady, because of injuries, he had a lot of touchdowns, but his catches were like 67, 70,
yeah,
74.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
All Very Good.
Yeah. And now with Baker Mayfield Jr. the third there, I don't know what kind of numbers. He battled injuries as well. He's a good receiver. He's a very good receiver. Dangerous receiver. Yes, Eden.
How far away is he from playing himself out of Hall of Very Good and into Hall of Fame?
Oh, boy.
He feels like a high-end Hall of Very Good then to me. He feels like maybe it's just name value that I'm still a little bit of a sucker for, but he feels like a real high-end player.
Yeah. But when's the last time his name was mentioned other than here?
When Tom Brady was throwing balls to him.
What are his numbers this year?
He's in 11 games, he's got 54 catches and 9 touchdowns.
Okay, that's good.
Which is basically what he does every year, like about 75 catches and 13 TDs.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to need a few of those. How many? He's got 10,000 yards, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got 11, too.
Okay. How many touchdowns?
90. You know, a Super Bowl MVP would be perfect for a guy like that. He could steal one of those one day.
Yeah. I don't think they're getting there in Tampa anytime soon. Final hour of this program is coming up, and yes, we will hear from Bill Belichick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.